Tom Sargent, head coach of the Saskatoon Hilltops, 2023. I'd almost think you'd want to call this the redemption tour, but what are your thoughts on what this team is about? What's the slogan for this year?
Well, it's funny you said it is about redemption, but our line is we don't get mad, we get even. So we got a lot of work to do, and, this is a young football team. But, we did some testing the other day, and this is as an athletic team that I've been around in a long time. So, there's going to be great energy. There's going to be lots of excitement in the air. We're not even sure ourselves as coaches what we're going to be yet, but I do believe we're going to be something special.
A birdie who cuts my hair told me that you're going to be a bigger team, that you made a conscious effort to be a bigger and more physical team. Would that be correct?
Well, no question about it. If you saw the last game we played and the film we put out, we got pushed around. We got took behind the woodshed. And you know what? At the end of the day, that you can't forget that football is a physical game. And if other teams see weakness, they exploit it. Then you better learn from that. So we've worked very hard over the offseason to get, bigger and more athletic. I think we've done it. Now it's about we got to make them smarter. And if we, can put the athleticism with the smarts, then good things are going to happen.
And then losing to Regina never tastes very good from a Saskatoon Hilltops perspective.
Not a chance. Yeah, they sort of, they performed well, they've played well, and they've coached well. And at the end of the day, we're certainly looking at inward, and we've had some great meetings over the last 6 months, and you're going to see a different flavor, different schemes, and we're going to do some things a little different, and hopefully put our players in better spots so that they can get out there and be successful.
Same coaching staff as last season?
Identical, the exact same bunch of guys, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
And as far as your team goes, where's the strength of this year's Hilltops as it looks right now, 1 day, 2 days into training camp?
Well, I still don't know. That's the thing. We as I said, we're like a painting, and we're just starting. We don't know what the finished product's going to be. We have, a lot of players, but not a lot that have played. So, we have a lot of names on the team, but no one else knows who the names are. So it's up to these players to get out there and be, and create their own path. And if they're all able to do that, then, through the great coaching, I know my coaching staff's going to put forth. Then, as I said, then we'll know. But we really don't have an idea. I would say the biggest identity would be Boston Davidson, 1,000-yard rusher's back. And so, he'd be the best playmaker. And Reese Kack led the league in sacks last year. So those are the two proven players that we have. So let's see where that takes us.
Thought you had a few more guys in the top 50 in the CJFL, according to those rankings that they put out.
Yeah, well, you had Charles Sawell, who was the Rookie of the Year. But, the reality was Charles only touched the ball about 15% last year. So, he certainly is a dynamic, athletic player, and I think he's going to do some outstanding things. But, as I said, he still hasn't had a lot of snaps in the league yet. And, Matt Wiss, the middle linebacker, has been around for a while. So, there's a few players there that certainly have cut some teeth, but certainly not what we've had in the past. This is, as I said, about as young as a team as we've coached in a while.
And the quarterback apparently has some pedigree with a former quarterback of the Saskatoon Hilltops, I understand.
Yeah, you bet. Trey Reeder, fourth-year player. His dad, Shane, is the offensive coordinator. So, you put that together, you can only imagine the supper table conversations that are taking place. So, as I said, they're going to be a great duo, and I think they're going to lead us to a lot of exciting games and a lot of points on the board, we believe.
All right. Last thoughts, Sarge, before I let you go. Anything you wanted to add about your time? How many guys have you got out at camp, first of all?
Well, we're going to, right now we're sitting at about 90, 95, and we'll wrap our team up at about between 85 and 88 players. And as I said, it's been a very competitive camp, exciting camp, and there's just good energy. It's nice to see everybody excited for what's in front of us, and we're embracing it.
And, of course, you're playing against the alumni Thursday, which will be your toughest test of the year.
Always has been. We're on a bit of a losing skid there as well. So certainly part of the mentality is the starters are going to play at least a half, which is more than what they've done in the past. And so as we're playing to win the game, we're certainly going to get after it, and we're going to play this like our first regular season game just to get in the groove.
Good stuff.